Today's Namaste Yoga continues Yoga Stories 2 with a brand new mantra, Ayur Dehi. And we're going to be nourishing the upward flow of prana today. Hello and welcome to episode 240 of Namaste Yoga. We're here on Long Beach in Tofino, so you will see probably some surfers coming in. It's early in the morning, so probably not too many surfers. But it's a beautiful location, and I want to thank Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. I almost never do this, but it is quite chilly here this morning, so I'm wearing a fleece over top of my beautiful clothes this morning. I'm sure Donna will forgive me, but I'm wearing a long sleeve bamboo red top with a lotus on it and long leggings, navy leggings. And I want to thank Dusky Leaf for our props. I've just got my mat and my blocks here with me today because we're traveling. I might have used a little bit more if I was at home. I wanted to let you know that Shoulder Shorts is being really well received by our members right now. I just had a couple of cute short comments from the membership site and feedback that I wanted to share with you this morning. This is from Rennie, and she says, "Dear Melissa, let me tell you the truth. I can't stand shoulder and arm exercises. But this series is awesome. I finished 1 and 2, and there are 10 videos in the series, and I really enjoyed practicing. These supported and fish pose and supported shoulder stand are so relaxing. And I wanted to let you know that I do save some special content specifically for members. So we do put exclusive content on the membership site." She loved that. And everybody's telling Tim they love the intro to the series. There's a little animation that starts the series that everybody's going gaga over. So here's another one. "Dear Melissa, wonderful. I just practiced your first shoulder short and I loved it. Everything about it was great. Loved the initial restorative and mudra. That was awesome. Everybody loves mudras, so I do try to put in specific mudras for all our videos. Thanks to you and Tim. I look forward to the others." And that's from Amanda in Australia. And we also have a testimonial this morning from Susanna from Austria.
"Hello, Melissa. This is Susanna. I'm calling in from Austria in Europe, and I just got off the mat practicing the introduction to the Durga series with you. I really love your classes, and I thought I'd take the time to say thank you for your work. Thank you for the inspiration you provide me with. I'm working as a yoga teacher myself, and I love to put together creative flows, theme-based flows. And somehow, every time I practice with you, you leave me with 100 ideas for beautiful classes, beautiful themes to practice with. Your spirit and your generosity really touch me deeply. And I have to say that many times the themes you give us for a week really stay with me, and they seem to amplify throughout the week. So I really, really appreciate what you're doing. I wish you, well, all the best blessings inside, outside. And yes, I send you a lot of warm greetings from the other side of the globe. Bye-bye."
So thank you so much, Susanna, for your kind testimonial. And you too can leave your thoughts, insights, awarenesses at thankyoumelissa.com. There are instructions on how to do that. We appreciate so much your feedback on YouTube and iTunes, and we just love hearing from you. Okay, let's get started with our class today. You're going to be in on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. We're going to begin with a breath exercise to start already nourishing the upward flow of energy. Okay, so the way this works is you're going to breathe in, lift your arms a third of the way. Breathe in a little bit more, lift in your arms two thirds of the way. And then breathe in all the way, take your arms all the way overhead. And then exhale your arms down and around. So inhale one third, inhale two thirds, inhale arms all the way overhead, exhale down and around. Inhale one third, inhale two thirds, inhale all the way, exhale down and around. Inhale one third, inhale two thirds, inhale three thirds, and exhale down and around. And we'll keep doing this. Nourishing the upward flow of energy, prana, vayu. And one more. Okay. And then roll onto your left side. And you're going to, it would be great if you could take a block between your knees so that you have good alignment from your knee bone to your hip bone. And also then it would be really great if at home you had a pillow to place underneath your head or a blanket so that your head is in line with your neck. And we're just going to imagine that my head is in line with my neck this morning. And you're going to inhale, you're going to circle your right arm overhead and come into a twist. And then you're going to exhale back and around. So inhale. You can imagine you're drawing lines in the sand like I am, and exhale down and around. Keep breathing and nourishing that upward flow of energy, drawing in that prana. Okay, now you're going to come back onto your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Feel the difference between the right and the left side of your body. And we're going to do that three-part breath again. Inhale, inhale, inhale all the way overhead and exhale your arms down and around. Inhale, 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 exhale down and around. And one more like this. Great. Now you're going to roll over to your other side. So you're on your right side now. And you've got your knees stacked. And again, your head in line with your neck. So either a pillow or a folded blanket here. You're going to imagine that my neck is aligned. And you're going to inhale, circle your left arm up and over, rolling into a twist. And exhale down and around. So inhale, circling, drawing your fingertips in the sand. Exhale down and around. And just notice that this side will be different. Maybe different better, maybe different worse. But just noticing, doesn't matter. Inhale overhead. Breathe out as you come down and around. And one more like that. And then come onto your back with your knees bent, feet flat on your floor, and take the block between your knees this time. And this time we're going to add, say, two bandhasan to this bridge pose. So you're going to do the breath again. Inhale, lift a little bit. Inhale, lift a little bit more. Inhale, lift all the way, arms overhead. Exhale, down and around and lower down. So inhale, inhale, inhale. Exhale, down and around. And one more. And then you can release the block, roll to your side, or draw your knees into your chest, tuck your chin, and rock yourself up. Okay, we're going to come on to all fours for cat pose. For cat pose today, we're going to do cat pose to the side, so you're getting a side bend in your spine. So walk your hands off the mat and exhale, round up through your spine and inhale, arch through your spine. And then come back to the center, round and arch here. And then walk to the other side. Breathe out and round. Breathe in and arch. Okay. And then release. And you're going to come to a comfortable seated position. I'm going to come kneeling on a block today. You could sit cross-legged, raised on a meditation cushion or folded blanket, or even sitting in a chair. Okay, so this week we are beginning a brand new mantra, and we're going to be practicing it for at least 8 weeks. So we'll have lots of time to get to know it, and I want to let you know that I'm just learning it right now too. We're going to be doing the Ayur Dehi mantra with the Abhay Hriday Mudra. Okay. So today I have new location, new mudra, new mantra, no big deal, right? Okay, so for this mudra, it's a little complicated, but you can do it. You're going to bring your thumb and fourth finger together on both hands, and then you're going to take your right arm closest to your body behind your left arm. Then you're going to hook your index finger, your middle finger, and your baby finger. And you're going to bring that to rest at your heart. Hriday means heart. So this is for your heart center. And this mudra nourishes your heart and your lungs and improves digestion. So this is so perfect for pranvayu. This is the upward flowing energy, and it's all about taking in pran in the form of air, in the form of your breath, and also it's about taking in any kind of anything you take in, so the love you take in, but also when you take in food, it's about taking in that kind of nourishment from your food as well. It also allows heat to descend from your head and through your chest into your belly, thus regulating healthy function of all your internal organs, which is really what pranvayu is all about as well. This mantra that we're starting is for health and nourishment. The placement of the mantra on or around your body is said to be protection and nourishment for your body and psyche. So I'm going to go through the mantra now, just saying the words and the meaning of the words, and then we'll chant it maybe once. That's how I'm feeling about it today. So the mantra, the words of the mantra are Ayur Dehi, which means may my life be nourished. Pranam Dehi, may the upward moving energy be nourished. Apanam Dehi, may the downward moving energy be nourished. Vyanam Dehi, may the circulating energy be nourished. Chakshur Dehi, may my sight be nourished. Shrotam Dehi, may my hearing be nourished. Mano Dehi, may my mind be nourished. Vachum Dehi, may my speech be nourished. Atmanam Dehi, may my soul be nourished. Pratishtam Dehi, may I rest in that nourishment. Mam Dehi, may I be nourished. Mayi Dehi, may that nourishment bring pleasure to others. So I'm going to get you in the mudra again, and this week I'm going to focus on just chanting the mantra. So thumb and fourth finger together, index, middle, ring finger with the right arm behind the left arm, centered at your heart. So let's make space with breath and a sigh. Ayur Dehi Pranam Dehi Apanam Dehi Vyanam Dehi Chakshur Dehi Shrotam Dehi Mano Dehi Vachum Dehi Atmanam Dehi Patrishtam Dehi Mam Dehi Mayi Dehi. Okay, so stay with the mudra. And I'll share with you the teachings for this week. This week we will be focusing on the second line of the mantra, pranam dehi. May the upward moving energy be nourished. There are five main vayu functions in your body, and I'm going to link in the show notes to a previous series we did on Namaste Yoga, on the five vayus, and also an article that I wrote on the five vayus for you. And today we will be focusing on pran vayu, which takes place mostly in your thoracic rib cage area where your lungs are protected. So anything that has to do with the absorption or inward movement of pran vayu. And this vayu has to do with your pranic body, your energy body, or pranamaya kosha. Pran vayu literally means the forward moving air, and it moves inward towards the center of your body. It is your breath. Pran vayu is related to the ida channel of your shishumna. It's the seat of the main seat of pran vayu is your heart. That's hridyam. So that's also why I chose that that mudra for you today. But it's also said to be located at the tip of your nose, which makes sense because that's where you take pran in via breath, at your navel, where you receive pran from your mother via your umbilical cord. So pran vayu is not only responsible for your inhalation, but also for the separation of solid, liquid, and gaseous food substances within your duodenum. And this is how you get prana or life force from your food. As well as food, pran vayu is also responsible for the energy coming into your body in all forms of sensory perceptions and mental experiences. And as I said, the seat of pran vayu is your heart, which ensures that your heart goes on beating. Okay, so reflect on these teachings from today on pran vayu and the upward flowing, nourishing the upward flow of energy in your body, and how this relates to you in your life right now. So as I mentioned, this class is great for breathing. This class is great for depression. This class is great for you if you have a predominantly kapha dosha. So how does this relate to you in your life right now? What is it that you're trying to create, sustain, or let go of in your life? And then go ahead and form an intention of what you'd like to receive. And once you've formed your intention, you can go ahead and release your mudra and your seated posture. And we'll come to our next posture, which is a version of child's pose. And I also wanted to mention, if any of you have a melody for the Ayur Dehi mantra that's a little more melodic than the one I'm working with, I'm finding that one really hard to learn because there's not a lot of change from line to line. So I would love it if you sent me a voice memo or a melody of that one, the one that you have, if you find it a little easier than the one that I'm working with. Oh, you can send it to my email at info@melissawest.com. Pardon? Or SpeakPipe. Yeah, you could actually, exactly, go to melissawest.com and you can just send me a voice message. You can sing it to me right on there. That would be amazing. I would really appreciate that. Okay, so this, and I know a lot of classes, a lot of people do this mantra because it's one that's often done right before you start your yoga class as a way to nourish your body. Okay, so the version of child's pose that we're going to do today is one that I did at a yin yoga retreat this weekend. Where you open your knees wide, and then you come forward into your child's pose. Now you're going to scoot your left shoulder way over towards your left side and come into a thread the needle. You may need a pillow here for your head so that your head's elevated a little bit. So see how that works. Now a couple of options. You can leave your right arm out long. You can take your right hand to your back here. Or you may be able to tuck your right hand all the way to your left thigh. So see what works best for you today in your body. Okay, and then you can release this from your body, and we'll go ahead and go to the other side. You may or may not need this block on the other side. So I know I really need it for my left side, but I don't need it for my right side. So again, you're going to scoot your right shoulder right over as close as you can to your right knee. Thread your right arm through. I do need it today. So you can use a block or a folded blanket or a pillow for your head. So you're really trying to open up your left shoulder here. Either your left arm can come overhead to your sacrum here on your back, or you might even be able to hook your left arm. And then you can go ahead and release this posture from your body. And we're going to come back to the center. We're going to come into Adho Mukha Svanasana to make our way up to standing. So spread your fingers nice and wide. Tuck your toes under. Stretch at the necks of your toes. Reach back with your knees bent. Lengthen out long through your spine. And then straighten through your legs. And then walk your feet into your hands. And make your way up to standing. Okay. So from standing, we're going to be doing some mudra work with standing postures. So the mudra we're going to be doing is the Phup Phus Mochen Mudra. And this mudra is, I want to let you know why we're doing it. It clears the airways, it opens your chest, it improves the elasticity of your rib cage, and it facilitates the ease of breathing. So it's so great for the prana vayu, the upward flowing nourishment of energy, which we're focusing on today. So the way that it works is it's really like a practically a full body mudra. So, but it starts with your hands. So you take your baby finger to the base of your thumb, your ring finger to the middle of your thumb, and then your middle finger to the top of your thumb. And then you bring your arms out to the side of your body, and you turn your hands away from you as though you're pushing away two walls. Okay? And this is what we're going to be working with pretty much the rest of the postures in our class. So that's how we're going to be doing it. So I'm going to get you to come to the top of your yoga mat. And take a step back with your left foot now. And turn your hips to the long side of your yoga mat. Sink down through your right sit bone so that you're in warrior two legs, Virabhadrasana two legs. And then set up your mudra again. Baby finger at the base of your thumb, ring finger at the middle of your thumb, middle finger at the top of your thumb for the Phup Phus Mochen Mudra. And then you're going to bring your arms out to the sides of your body, and then you're going to push your pointers extended. You're going to push your arms away like you're pushing away two walls. So this, you can feel how this really opens up that thoracic rib cage. So you can say that five times fast. Fup, fus, mochen, mudra. You look over your right arm. Trinity, Rashmi, and I were having really a lot of fun with that on Monday. And then let this posture fall out of your body. Step up to the top of your mat again. This time you're going to step back with your right foot. Sink down through your left sit bone, roll your knee out. Set up your mudra again. Baby finger to the base, ring finger to the middle, middle finger to the top of your thumb. Bring your pointer finger extending out, bring your arms up, press away two walls. Look over your left pointer finger this time. So Virabhadrasana 2 with the Fupfus Mocha Mudra. We can release this down and let that fall out of your body. And then we're going to take your feet wide on your mat. And we're going to do five-pointed star with the Fupfus Mochen Mudra. So baby finger to the base of the thumb, ring finger to the middle, pointer to the top, extend your middle finger to the top, extend your pointer finger. Inhale, use the strength of the back of your body to bring your arms up, relax your shoulders, push two walls away from you. There you are with your chest broad, five-pointed star with the Fupfus Mochen Mudra. Breathing nice, long, slow, deep breaths, feeling that upward flow of nourishing energy here for the Pran Vayu. And then turn your toes out to 10 and 2 o'clock. And you're going to sink down into Utkata Konasana. So Goddess Victory Squat with the Fupfus Mochen Mudra. And then inhale and come back up. Turn your toes in. Hold on to your Fupfus Mochen Mudra. And roll your pelvis over your leg bones. So you come into a wide-legged standing forward fold. Prasarita Padottanasana. With the Fupfus Mochen Mudra. So then you're going to rotate so that your pointers are going to face down in this one. Let the crown of your head point towards the ground as well. Then keeping the Fupfus Mochen Mudra, draw up through your pelvic floor, draw your navel to your spine, keep your back long, come back up so that you've got your mudra with you, in your five-pointed star, when you come up, push those walls away from you. And then release this from your body. Okay, great. I'm going to give you a little break from this mudra. We're going to come down, get your blocks. We're going to do supported fish pose here. With the Abhay Hriday mudra. So this is the mudra that we use with the mantra, and it's really important when this mudra is done lying down that your upper body is slightly elevated so that your head and chest are higher than your belly. This takes the pressure off your heart and regulates your blood pressure. So the way that we're going to do this is great for us because then it doubles as our back bend for today. So you're going to take your blocks so that you've got one higher than the other. I think we may have done this last week as well. this one's going to go under your chest. This base is going to go at the bottom of your rib cage. This one's going to go under your head. And then let's set up that mudra again. So your thumb and ring finger come together. Your right hand goes behind your left hand. Then you hook your index fingers, your middle fingers, and your baby fingers, and you're going to bring that to your heart center. And we'll breathe and hold here. Then you can release this mudra from your body. Tuck your chin, use your abdominal muscles, and make your way up to seated. You're going to probably elevate yourself slightly on a folded blanket here. And take your legs wide for Uptavishta Konasana legs. And we're going to use that Fusmochan mudra again. So baby finger to the base of your thumb, ring finger to the middle of your thumb, middle finger to the top of your thumb. Lengthen up tall through your spine. Take your fingers out wide. Push that wall away from you. Inhale here. Exhale, rotate. And then inhale, center. And then exhale, rotate to the other side. I'm actually going to ask you, Tim, if I can have Trin's folded blanket since she's not using it. Much better. Okay, now come back to the center, let go of the mudra. For this one, you're going to do Uptavishta Konasana with a twist again. This is another one that I learned at the yin retreat I was at this weekend. You're going to take your elbow to your leg and use it to hold your head. And then you're going to take your opposite arm up and over and just rest it like that. Then inhale up center, and we'll do this on the other side. So you bring your elbow down, left elbow down to your left leg, and then bring your right arm up and over. And then come up to the center and come into a comfortable seated position for our mantra, the joys of filming on a beach. Sand is everywhere. Okay. Including your electronics. Okay, so we're going to do the Ayur Dehi mantra with the Abhay Hride mudra again. Now you get to see that I'm doing my best with this mantra because the melody will probably be completely different this time. And you guys are going to help me out with this melody, right? I feel like I've regressed by 1 year by taking on this mantra. Okay, so for this mudra, thumb and fourth finger together, right arm comes behind the left arm, hook your pointer, middle, and baby finger. Then you're going to bring this to root it down at your heart center. Okay, and you guys are going to hold this mantra while we sing together this mantra one time, making space with breath and a sigh. Ayurdehi pranam dehi apanam dehi vyanam dehi chak Shudehi Shrotam Dehi Mano Dehi Vachum Dehi Atmanam Dehi Pratishtam Dehi Mam Dehi Mahi Dehi. That might have been similar. Okay, go ahead and rest back for Shavasana. So our quote today is from Ram Prasad, from one of my favorite books by Sally Kempton, Meditation for the Love of It. You are no longer able to conceal yourself or appear distant from me. My breath and being bond with your potent mystery, and I experience your power alone as my inviolate strength. You are no longer able to conceal yourself or appear distant from me. My breath and being bond with your potent mystery, and I experience your power alone as my inviolate strength. So reflect back on this class and what stands out for you and how it relates to your life. What's one small thing you're going to take with you off your mat and into your life? Gradually allow your breath to deepen. Begin to wiggle and stretch out. Bend your knees, roll to your side, and slowly make your way up to seated. You can rest back for as long as you wish. Extend your Shavasana for as long as you can. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia, Tofino, British Columbia. May you be as grounded as our mountains. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may your joy be as deep as the Pacific Ocean and the background behind me. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.